This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Exceptional American at a time. Are you the exceptional American that I'm talking about? That's the big question. Are you that exceptional American? I hope so. Because we need all exceptional Americans on deck. That means all citizens of America on deck. Citizenship means something. I mean, I don't know if you know that or not, but to be a citizen of this great country is a privilege and an honor and should be cherished and should be protected and should be fought for, as opposed to being deluded by the one world order folks out there, those people who would rather not have citizens of any country except for citizens of the world. No allegiance to their own country, of course. What a fine mess this world has become, though, for those that want to pledge allegiance to a ideology such as one world order globalism. Well, that's totalitarianism. Hello. And that's what we're trying to wake you up to understand. That's why we say we're calling out all citizens of the United States that are truly exceptional Americans. Citizens of the United States are exceptional Americans. I don't care what race, color, creed, whatever you are. You are exceptional Americans. That qualifies you to spread the word about American exceptionalism, about the Constitution, about our freedoms, about liberty, and what the notion of liberty is all about. That's what you're here for. And that's why you listen to this radio show. Spread the word. Spread the wealth. And it's the best way to stop the totalitarians. Guaranteed it's worked for, well, eons. All right. What in the world is going on, though? Third hour coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we're going to be talking to Chris Street a little bit later on in the hour about what the situation is over in Oroville. We're monitoring that intensely here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're using all of our resources, and we're using a lot of citizen journalists. And by the way, I want to thank those of you that have been contributing to Agenda 21 Radio and also the citizen journalism aspect of it, because we've been able to bring you stories and get you insight into what's going on with the dam, literally doing an end run around Jerry Brown, who's been absent without leave, leading from behind. Actually, the thing about Jerry Brown, he's basically been running away from leadership. He's running in the opposite direction with his hair on. Oh, he doesn't have hair. He's bald. Maybe that's why his hair has been burned off before. But the lack of leadership by the governor has been overwhelming in this whole crisis. And he's tried to act like he's been responsive after the fact. It's kind of like, you know, you should have turned your homework in at the beginning of the period. But, oh, listen, next period I'll have it for you. Well, the crisis was at the beginning of the period. That's what they're doing right now. They're playing catch-up. And they realize that the narrative has gotten completely away from Jerry Brown and the governor. And we, you know, the thing about the beauty about citizen journalists is that we can suss out the information well before the government officials can. And we can develop the narrative around what is truly happening and the truth before the government officials have any even notion, inkling how to develop a narrative. And that's exactly what we have here with Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown and his ilk have not been able to develop the narrative around why they've been so negligent as in their leadership as Democrats. Collectively, the whole Democratic Party in California, why they've been so negligent about taking care of the infrastructure of California when they've had the money. They still haven't done it. Why? Because they diverted money to other programs like their social justice warrior programs. Illegal immigrants, anybody? Why they opened the border to illegal immigrants? By the way, what about motor voter? Hey, illegal immigrants, come on in. You guys can get right in the front of the line and get your driver's license. And oh, by the way, make sure you register to vote. All in one simple form. Make sure it's Democrat, of course. Illegal aliens voting in California? I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. That's true. Come on. This last go-around in the June primary and the general election, there are so many irregularities. And, you know, this is the thing that the left, you know, have you noticed the left nationwide is just squealing like, well, I heard somebody last night give this speech, squealing like stuffed pigs. That's what the Democrats are doing. I don't even know if I call them Democrats anymore. I just call them totalitarians. That's what their mindsets are. And they're so intent on overthrowing and creating a coup d'etat situation against Donald Trump, it's not even funny. We're going to talk about that in a second, about all these Not My President Day protests around the nation. It's amazing what's going on, isn't it? But Jerry Brown, we seized the narrative from Jerry Brown earlier. I mean, really what we did, we started talking about the inept leadership that was going on at the dam by the Department of Water Resources, and mismanaging what was going on in Oroville with a damaged spillway, I might add, more concerned about making sure fish habitat downstream on the Feather River was not being impeded or destroyed by any kind of excessive runoff in the Oroville Dam. Well, guess what? Because you weren't allowing the flows of water to go out the spillway, the dam filled up and crested over the emergency spillway. Hello, mistake making in the progress. They're making the mistake right there in front of us. How bad could that be for them? And it was. It was terrible. They chose fish over human beings. And they allowed the spillway, well, to become operational in the first time in its history since 1968. Can you imagine? They made that choice. They turned the spillway down so that there wouldn't be so much damage to habitat for the salmon downstream. And now they're in a dangerous situation. That's why I say the incompetence, the negligence, that they should have repaired the dam long before this. They knew about the dangers of the spillway breaking up. Yet they chose to, well, not turn it, not to fully drain the lake as they should have been doing and managing it properly and protecting human life. But then the dam's overflowed. Then they had to, well, let's ramp it up. We can't have that going on because why? On that never before used spillway out there, it was destroying it, eating it alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's going to tear down the dam. That's exactly what it did. So they opened up the spillway even more, which is interesting, isn't it? So this is why I say their narrative is gone now for the governor. We know what he did, and people are tagging him big time. He should resign. He really should. People are starting to talk that way. I am. I think this guy's had it, as far as I'm concerned. He's endangered how many people's lives. They hastily call for everybody to leave the damn area, anybody to evacuate. They had good reason, because they really did think that their own malfeasance and negligence posed a risk to everybody downstream from the dam. 2.4 or 2.5 million people at risk, and still today. There's still voluntary evacuations out of these areas. They reintroduced everybody back, said, oh, yeah, you can go back to your house. We think we got it under control now. We think. Now, do you trust these people? That's why citizen journalists are stepping up, and Brown is befuddled. They're in chaos. They're in retreat. They don't know what they're doing. Where is Brown? He's not to be found. Can't find him. He's not out in front. He hasn't visited the dam and makes no plans on going out to the dam to inspect it. It's a clear day right now. We're between storms. He should be on a helicopter and should be at the dam site. There's plenty of landing places for them. And he should show some leadership, but he's not doing that. Heck no, he's not going to show that. And why is that? I'm going to posit this with you. Jerry Brown does not like dams. Wow, that's a game changer. In fact, he doesn't like them so much, he's trying to tear them down. He dedicated $250 million to the tearing down of four dams along the Klamath River. Perfectly good dams that generate power. He doesn't like dams.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Back here on the Gem 21 Radio. Okay, what in the world is going on with President Trump? Don't you just love when we say President Trump? It absolutely drives the left nuts, which is okay with me. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. Okay, so what happened yesterday? President's Day. And I don't like President's Days. I like Lincoln's birthday. Reagan's birthday, Washington's birthday. That's what I like. I like the birthdays to be spelled out on what and whose birthday it is. Martin Luther King Day, we have that. He wasn't even a president. By the way, I honor Martin Luther King. Absolutely. Absolutely. He deserves a place for a birthday to be celebrated, national holiday. Absolutely he does. I supported that when it wasn't supportable. People didn't like it. That I was supporting. But I absolutely did. Absolutely did. Now, but I support George Washington. I think people ought to know who the founding fathers were. I think people ought to know who Abraham Lincoln was and what he did. I think there should be a Jefferson birthday. We should be celebrating, especially the key figures as presidents, their birthdays. They not any more key than George Washington, pretty pivotal president, don't you think? But he's been relegated to just the generic Washington. Right. There's nothing to see here with George Washington. Just move along. We'll just call him President's Day. And that way we won't have to identify him. And his name won't have recognition amongst the public. And I know there's George Washington's on dollar bills. Did you know that? How many of you knew that the George Washington is on the $1 bill? Now, how many of you know who's on the $2 bill? And how many of you know who's on the $3? There's no such thing as a $3 bill. There are $2 bills. There's 1, 2, and 5, and 10, and 20. And it goes up. Now, my point is this. Do you know who's on the $2 bill? Thomas Jefferson. Hello, third president of the United States. Now, those of you that are in Jefferson country, 21 counties already committed to forming the state of Jefferson, you should know that. Hello. You should know that. Okay, but enough of the enough of this Jefferson, Washington, and President's Day. Let's celebrate each day independently. There should be a day to celebrate George Washington's birthday and Lincoln's and Jefferson, so on. Obama, not so much. I don't think he's going to make it to the birthday wish. Okay. Not my president rallies across the nation. This goes into the discussion that I was having earlier about this Catholic bishop who's joined forces with people like Black Lives Matters and all the Soros organizations that are staging all these hateful, I mean really hateful, protests against Donald Trump. They're dissipating, by the way. And this is going to happen. I think they're going to dissipate over time. Because most people really don't care what their position is. You know, they really don't. But, you know, that's what we had out there yesterday. Article up on Drudge says, anti-activist in California and the U.S. participated in Not My President Day rallies on Monday, which marked the public holiday of President's Day. See, that's that President's Day. In downtown Los Angeles, local ABC News affiliate KABC reported protesters braved the rain to show their opposition to President Donald Trump. All right, how nice, huh? How nice that happened. said despite the morning rain, a large crowd assembled outside L.A. City Hall on President's Day to send the message that they oppose President Donald Trump's policies, including the planned construction of a border wall and recent immigration raids by federal agents. I think it's really important to say that we have a voice and that we're able to say it's in the Constitution. It's an amendment. The right that we have that we can speak, said protester Maria Elena Patino. Also, especially because he did not win the popular vote, President Trump. He does not stand for what America stands for. You know, it's kind of interesting. I really hope Jeff Sessions comes out to California and checks into the voter fraud here. And, you know, get a recount of the votes that were cast and versus the voter rolls and then who got provisional ballots. And once you start coming up with the calculus there, you're going to probably find out that it was Donald Trump who won California and Hillary Rodham Clinton probably lost by about 3 billion. And the same in the June primary for Bernie Sanders. I mean, there's no possible way that Bernie Sanders lost to Hillary Clinton other than voter fraud. And we believe, and Katie Grimes and a bunch of other people feel the same way, the Voter Integrity Project, which is working with the Trump administration, I might add. So they are going to investigate out here. We know that. And they're going to investigate Nevada. We'll turn this whole notion upside down about the popular vote. But also, it comes to another problem. This lady and the Democrats do not understand, or maybe they do understand, how this whole thing works with the Electoral College, that each state has a place in the electoral process. State as a state, not by population. There is representation for rural communities, places with less population than the city centers. This was something that the founders knew about and wanted to get away from and tried to eliminate the city centers dominating the votes, dominating how elections were being conducted. So they gave states certain rights to put them at par with city centers that had large populations. That's what this is all about. And in a landmark decision, Reynolds versus Sims back in 1964, the Supreme Court went along with one person, one vote notion, which basically gave the city centers the votes they needed by representatives to represent them, out representing the rural areas. And they're an imbalanced form. And that's exactly what's playing out in California with the Oroville Dam situation and the rural communities out here. There's no representation. The representation can represent the environment. And talk about radical environmentalism. The founding fathers knew that. They knew that. And, of course, the left doesn't want to do that. They want one person, one vote, so they can have centralized, well, power. Get it? The rural communities cannot have power, cannot have a say. They shouldn't have a say. Well, I think the rural communities needed a say in this whole thing with the dam, but didn't get it. And now look at what's happening in Oroville. Perhaps at Butte County and the other counties up in this area, even as rural as they are, had somewhat of a say in California legislative process. Reynolds versus Sims destroyed that. Then maybe we wouldn't have this dam process or this problem that we have today in Oroville. Maybe we would not have that. You know, just a thought. I bet we wouldn't. We wouldn't allow, through the legislature, a Jerry Brown to be a dictator. And that's exactly what has happened. It's allowed to be allowed power to be concentrated in a few in the Capitol. That's what this whole thing is about. Power and control, and the governor has it. He's a dictator. Because he's got a monoparty that will support anything he says or does as long as he keeps them, well, rich with money coming in. Well, guess what? The money's about to be gone. So anyway, this woman's right about her constitutional rights. I'm not going to argue with that. But, you know, Trump is the one who won. And by the laws of this country, he's the president. They need to get over it. CNN reported by San Diego local affiliate ABC News on Channel 10 that there were similar events in other major cities. Olga Laxwell, who is one of the 20 people who helped organize the events in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, said that they were intended to show Trump there was widespread opposition to his policies and ridiculous executive orders. It didn't work, girlfriend. In the name of humanity, fascist America, fascist America. No, 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 they chanted. Oh, boy. Demonstrators are continuing protests that began immediately after Trump's surprise election in November, which have become more organized in the weeks since he took office. Well, of course, this is Organizing for America. This is President Barack Hussein Obama trying to have this soft coup going on. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooters Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, Chris, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill.
I'm here.
And again,
okay,
the results are guaranteed.
Hang on. We're
That's
got
right.
about a minute
Absolutely
before we come back on here.
Guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all presidents and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about, so many things, but we're certainly focusing on what's going on up there in Oroville as it pertains to the rest of the state of California. With us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, you got another article, several articles actually, since we last talked the other day, up on Breitbart. But one of them, which is one that's really important, and I thoroughly understand because I used to drive by these dams all the time down the Feather River. Oroville has another problem in terms of water, and that's with these nine dams that feed into the Feather River, which goes into the Lake Oroville Reservoir.
That's right, Paul. This is called the Feather River Watershed, and there are nine dams, some owned by the state, some owned by PG&E, But those dams, people think this is a big success story because they got Lake Orville down 52 feet. Well, the way they did it is they cut all of the flow of upstream water coming down, and those dams really are sort of like, you know, bumpers for the floodwaters. You know, they slow it down. They don't really stop it.
Right.
But in the last week, those dams have been completely shut, the spillways, and that water is backed up. So there's about 400,000 acre-feet of water excess backed up in those dams that normally would have flowed down to Orville Lake and then, you know, would have been slowly let out of Orville Lake down south. So I perceive this as a major issue. It has made, you know, it's a classic thing where government, if they can distract you, they will. It has been a high-risk effort to try to address the problems of Orville Dam, and that high-risk effort is running their spillway at 300% of capacity and, of course, shutting down the upstream dam. So it looks good right now, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, like anything, when you rob Peter, you pay Paul.
Well, you know, I'm very, very familiar with a number of those dams, at least five, I think, of the dams of the nine that you're talking about, because they block off the flow in the main Feather River that feeds in there. And this is a large amount of water back there that they're holding on to. And this is, like you said, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I guess the big question is, this does not stop water from flowing in that has been coming in from the rainstorm and accumulating on the local mountains that drain directly into the reservoir. That's a problem. But now you have this other problem because that water is so backed up. And by the way, it just rages through there to those dams. And they've got to ultimately, every dam, Chris, has a spillway on it. And I've seen this before. It goes into spillway mode. It gets to the spillway and just goes over and there's nothing they can do about it. Sometimes they'll open up one of the relief valves there in a spillway underneath the portion of the dam. And they're all concrete dams. They're not earthen-filled dams. So that becomes problematic as they fill up and fill up and fill up as each successive dam or part of the river is filled in behind them. This is a huge problem, especially going forward. We got more rain coming here in the next several days.
Well, I call them speed bumps, Paul, and that's what they really are. They're not really designed to be metered dams where you let water out at a certain flow. They're really, you know, designed to fill up and then spill over, fill up and then spill over. You know, they can ratchet some of the flow, you know, when they're down on the rest of the system. But, you know, once again, these are not the, you know, 3.5 million acre feet dams that you're talking about. You know, these are like 27,000 to 40,000 acre feet of water, you know, that backs up there. So my take on it is, you know, that Orville Lake may or may not, you know, go over the spillway again. But the real issue is that you're damaging the system and you're running this at numbers that engineers can only wince at because nobody knows. I mean, you're never supposed to run the spillway at higher than 33,000 cubic feet per second. And, you know, they were metering the flow when the first crack happened. It went from 33 to 55,000. Everybody said, that's insane. And they shut it down to 20,000 so they could see what was wrong. Now they're running it regularly at 100,000 cubic feet per second. If you're an engineer and you know that, you know, water is the most powerful, other than a nuclear explosion, the most powerful force on the planet, look at the canyons it digs and everything else, you know, you are running this at a real high risk level. This is outside of the safety net. Now we're going to get 1 to 3 inches of rain in the valleys, but we're going to get 8 to 10 inches of rain and snow in the mountains, and, you know, it might be warm rain, which means it'll also add snowmelt.
Well, you know, one of the other things that was brought up, and we played a YouTube by a citizen journalist. His name was Blanco Lirio. That's his, I guess, his handle that he uses on YouTube. And he went to the press conference yesterday afternoon down there in Orville, and he also started asking questions about what's going on with the spillway and what's going on at the spillway with the power, well, not the spillway, with the power generation plant down there, the Hyatt Power Plant, which of course we know has been shut down because of debris and so on, and we've been talking about that. But he was very quick to say that there's no redundancy in the system now. Usually they had 3 points of redundancy in being able to power up the valves that would open up and close those the spillway gates. And he says that they're down to the third level. First of all, they would use power that's generated from the Hyatt power plant, but that's no longer there. In fact, the wires aren't even connected to it because they took down all the cables. Then they would use PG&E. As a backup power source. That's gone because they took down the power lines. Now they're back on reserve power, which are, they're generating power somehow. I don't know if it's jet engines or whatever they're doing. But it's their third and final way to control the opening and closing of the valves. If that fails, that's a cataclysmic disaster waiting to happen.
I think we're in that kind of arithmetic, Paul. You know, it's kind of a tough link we got here. I'm on cell phone. Ladies and gentlemen, hopefully Paul can Skype me at the break. But, you know, we're really dealing with, you know, things outside the envelope. And in engineers, you ask any engineer, the thing they never want to be is outside the envelope. Because somebody, you know, did the calculations on this and figured out what would be the 99% solution, and that's the way you design products. And then you put in a reserve for that act of God, you know, that 100-year flood type thing. And, you know, that's usually 15-20% cushion, which is considered enormous, except we're not in the cushion zone. We're far out of the cushion zone. Right now, the snowpack in the mountains, in the central and southern mountains, is over 190% of this time of year. You hear these numbers at 140%? No. That's 140% for the entire year. You're 190%+ right now for this time of year. So
February.
We are in the 100-year experience here, headed for something more important, because the peak of the water flow is not February. The peak of the water flow is usually late May and June when you get the snow melt. So all of this is outside the envelope.
Well, you know, we're going to come up to a break pretty soon, and I'll get you hooked up with Skype so we can get you clear in the next segment. But like you said, this is beyond the calculus of these engineers at this point in time. And, you know, again, the state's not saying any of this stuff. They're not letting the public know about this stuff. And, of course, they botched so badly, the governor did, and the Department of Water Resources, their emergency procedures. And so they knew full well that the damage had been done to the dam, but didn't bother to allocate funds. That's Jerry Brown's fault for the repair of this 3-4 years ago, which should have been done, which we wouldn't be at this situation now with a broken spillway. And Chris, I was up there on Sunday, as you know, and that spillway, the main spillway, it's gone as far as I'm concerned, the last third of it.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Chris Street. So hang with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit my website, agenda21radio.news, and my email, paul@a21r.com.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about the Oroville Dam situation. And we're going to get a little bit of politics here in a second, but please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com is my email, and visit our website. And by the way, sometimes if you notice that there's a white screen when you go to our website, that means that we've hit over 100,000 hits in an hour. And that's what we've been experiencing here since last week. So bear with us. We think we've got it all handled. Just takes a little bit of money to up your bandwidth, so to speak. So if that is in fact happening, you can email me at some point, paul@a21r.com. Okay, Chris, I think we have you all hooked up here on Skype. Isn't that right? Do we have that?
That's correct. Awesome. Sounds good to me.
Sounds really good, yeah. Okay, so I want to get back into this because this is really something, again, people aren't calculating this into the equation. Really, the discussion has been, and again, what we're talking about are the dams that are upstream that are holding back water that no one's counting into the calculus about what's supposed to be going into the dam right now. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's inflow versus outflow. You have two damaged spillways, one damaged badly, which is the main spillway, go figure. The ability to open and close valves has reached its third level of redundancy, which means that they're using emergency generators to control the flow, if you will, out of those spillways by emergency power because the power plant is not working. The PG&E lines are down. They took them down because in emergencies like this, they need to fly around things with helicopters, and they have to take those lines down to do that. So, Chris, you now have these dams that are storing water upstream from the dam in the Feather River places up there, the Middle Fork, and I think it's the South Fork where you have two of them. But these dams serve a major function. They also generate a lot of power for PG&E. There's no question about that. And upstream, they've got power-generating plants. And, I mean, there's a whole big sophisticated thing going on up there in Plumas County. But, Chris, the calculus here is really evil. And you take a look at the mass of water that's collected behind the dam, what's coming into the dam, and what's already existing in the dam.
Can you hear that klaxon horn?
Oh yeah.
This is DEFCON 5. You know, you haven't had the release yet, but we're in God's hands now. You know, my personal feeling is that no one understands what's going on in the harmonic rhythm within the dam. Now, harmonic vibrations are what destroy dams. They're not just It's not the weight. It creates a vibration. That vibration over time weakens the entire structure. And it's kind of like when you play pickup sticks. You can take a stick out. You take a stick out. It seems to somehow get by. You take one stick out and the whole thing comes down.
Right.
Well, I don't know the safety of this situation. What I know is the system is unsafe.
So when you talk about, and that's something that I haven't really, in my own mind, I haven't put it. I calculate weight, basically, and weight putting pressure, right. Not just on the surface of the dam, but also, you know, when you have so much weight over time on the ground surrounding the dam, that becomes consequential. How are the harmonics, and again, I understand harmonics, and I can really, when you mention that, I can see what's going to happen here. How do they suppress the harmonics, I guess? Can they suppress the harmonics that are going to go be carried by the water all throughout the dam based upon the weight? Isn't that what you're saying?
Well, it's the weight and the combination of the deterioration. Every time the dam deteriorates, you get a little rhythm, you know, more rhythm. And these internal structures don't sound big. But when you start talking to engineers, this stuff is huge. It doesn't take much to destroy. This is, you know, when you see the big cement dams go, you know, you see the crack and the whole thing and how it sort of, first you have the bomb hits and then it takes a while for the thing to blow up.
Right.
This is somewhat the same. I mean, the earthen to some degree is not subject to the same forces, but its weight. And then it's the deterioration creates this rhythm, and the rhythm creates a greater amount of rhythm, and the greater amount of rhythm eventually, you know, causes real destruction. So I don't know anybody who understands what's going on inside this dam. I mean, this was never built to fail. You know, you only had one time in its history that water actually got, you know, within 1 foot of the top of the spillway, the emergency spillway. And remember, that was in June. So all of this is a new issue. I'm stunned that I follow this, that I didn't realize that the PG&E power lines were taken down to fly helicopters. I mean, I'm right. Close to this. I got 50 people giving me inside tips. You know, I'm working with Paul here on the scanners and such like that. I mean, that's another piece of brilliant information. How did those emergency generators work in Fukushima?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a great point, because that's what they got down to, was emergency generators, and they failed.
That's right. After 6 or 7 hours, you know, Fukushima actually was built for a 33-meter tsunami, and there was a line painted on the hills because they get tsunamis in that area. All the people went up in the hills and, you know, stood on the line where it says big sign there, safety zone, and they were going to watch the tsunami come in because it's kind of fun to watch them. This one turned out to be 43 meters, and yeah. Even then, the nuclear power plant sustained the hit by the tsunami. What people didn't realize is the diesel tank, the backup diesel tank, sheared off on all four of its bolts and floated away. So for the first 7 hours, the plant, you know, took the tsunami. You know, the emergency generators kicked on exactly what they were supposed to do. The internal supply of diesel, you know, kept the nuclear power plant perfect, and then it didn't. And all those people that stood on that line in the safety zone watching this, you know, the people with experience, they all died.
Hmm. Yeah, standing on the line didn't save their lives, did it?
It actually made it worse because they had a false sense of
security. Right. And right now, see, this is the thing that really concerns me, Chris, is everybody's got a false sense of security. And, in fact, the government officials are kind of promulgating that. Anyways, Chris, we got the end of the segment. And we got a short segment after that, and we'll get some quick touch-up on the hour here. It's amazing how time flies when you're being so informed, ladies and gentlemen. Harmonics inside the dam could bring it down. Explains a lot why those earthen dams go so quickly. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Well, we're with Chris Street, and we're talking about the Oroville Dam situation. Chris, what do you see happening here in the next several days for the dam?
Well, as I said about vibrations inside the dam and the deterioration in the dam, this is probably the only show on the face of the planet where you're going to get somebody talking about numerical and analytical methods in geomechanics.
Right.
The term is referred to as shear vibration in vertically inhomogeneous earth dams. Mm-hmm. And there's really quite a bit of research on this. I mean, there are engineers out there that this is their whole life. They love this stuff. They don't love operating outside the envelope. So my belief right now mm-hmm. is that if it stays cold in the mountains and this the 8 to 10 inches of snow that comes in doesn't turn out to be water, you know, because it melts or, and then causes runoff, you probably are okay. But does anybody really appreciate the term probably okay?
Yeah, really. Like when you're considering something like Oroville Dam. And, of course, the lack of leadership demonstrated by our governor is just epic, isn't it?
Well, this isn't a lack of leadership. This is the plan. These nutcases actually wanted to take down dams
right.
because they wanted to wild. And they're telling you this thing that, you know, we're global warming. It's never going to happen again. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, I grew up with what was called global cooling.
Right.
You know, Walter Cronkite said that because of this, you know, the things in the air, that the rays, these cosmic rays, couldn't go through the air, never touched the earth. So you've
got 10 seconds, Chris, to wrap it up.
So at the bottom line to it is, I think we're fine, but we don't know.
Okay. Listen, Chris, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll catch up with you later on in the week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me at paul@a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. A well-